Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back to the show. Kurdish Human Rights Group, Action Group, held its annual general meeting in South Africa. Nulufa Koch, chairperson of the Kurdistan National Congress, addressed the gathering through a broadcast link. And amongst the people in attendance were Ibrahim Ibrahim, well-known politician and former Durka minister, and Judge Siraj Desai. Online is Mahmoud Patel, who is CRAG's secretary. Mahmoud, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Assalam. How are you, Shafiq, and listeners?
We're all good, thank you. Tell us something about the AGM. You had an address from Kurdistan, and you also made some demands to the ANC. But what was the news that filtered into the AGM?
Well, firstly, the broadcast from Nilofar Koch from the Kurdistan National Congress was the latest update on the front, as well as developments towards the region since the last attempt at a secessionist for the referendum. And one of her key points in the broadcast was also about the solidarity from South Africa and the recent adoption of the African National Congress in July on the position on the Kurdish issue. And that you did have an opportunity to interview her on. But at this point, her point that she raised in the broadcast last night at the AGM was that the progressive way in which the Kurdish movement on the whole in northern Syria, as well as in the other parts, after the defeat of most of the ISIL conflict that's taking place, the Kurdish movement provides a possible democratic solution to the issues that are taking place there. So that was the key thing she spoke about, and as well to thank us here in South Africa, the Kurdish Human Rights Action Group, as well as the progressive movement such as the African National Congress, the SACP, who for many years has had a position towards the Kurdish struggle way back from the time when Judge Esam Musa and the late Imam Fassan Solomon and others formed the Kurdish Human Rights Action Group. So that was essentially what Ms. Nilofar Koch had to convey on that broadcast yesterday, Shafiq.
But I do believe that you're also interested in keeping the ANC on its toes with regards to Kurdistan. What transpired on that front?
Absolutely. And one of the key things that Smiley Brand, the guest speaker, spoke about was that this is the momentum from the previous policy conference in June, July must be continued. And in that regard, with the upcoming conference taking place in December, we must ensure that our lobbying, our constant media, as well as awareness campaigns carry on so that the ANC in its International Relations Committee does not overlook what was adopted earlier in June, July, because they have much more other issues to focus on internally and so on. And in that way, we know that we stand a good chance of ensuring that this takes place, because our efforts have yielded fruits and results after a long period of time.
Just a matter of the people listening to us, how does the Kurdish Human Rights Action Group kind of position itself? The reason I ask this is because there are Kurdish populations in Iran, Turkey, Iraq, and Syria. What used to be Kurdistan in the 1940s is now chopped up into a number of pieces. And of course, we had the referendum in Iraq, but not in Iran, not in Syria, and not in Turkey, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Okay, firstly, from our side, what we do is we monitor and we communicate all human rights issues that affect the Kurdish people, in particular in Turkey and in the diaspora and in the other regions you've mentioned, Northern Syria, Iraq, and Iran as well. But more importantly, how does the Kurdish movement nationally coordinate itself after was carved up post the Sykes-Picot and Treaty of Lausanne and Treaty of Sevres? It is through the KNK and various other solidarity movements that coordinated efforts take place to ensure that what happens on the ground is not only communicated, but also lobbied by the international community through separate fora where those things may be addressed. Unfortunately, the Kurdish issue in South Africa is not very well known, like the Palestinian, the Sahrawi, and to an extent the recent FARC secession with hostilities and move towards dialogue and so on. But the Kurdish Human Rights Action Group has programs where it does invite members of the public and organizations, NGOs and so on, the issues that are happening there. So in that way, CRIPE plays its role.
Mm-hmm. Mahmoud Patel, Secretary of the Kurdish Human Rights Action Group. They held the AGM recently. It was addressed by Nulufa Koç, chairperson of the Kurdistan National Congress, and of course a prominent activist, Ibrahim Ibrahim, of Durko, and Judge Siraj Desai. Mahmoud Patel, shukran. Thanks for chatting to us.